Proceeding is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide the listener with specific medical advice, and you should seek the advice of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We got a great topic this morning. I have Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy back in the studio with me. It's been a long time, Matt.
Well, it's good to be back, Christy.
It is good to be back. We're going to bring up some topics this morning that I get a lot of questions about. And this is really where I come up with our show topics and for our Saturday morning talks, and we've talked a lot about nutrition and supplements, and, you know, we do a lot of compounding and compounding pharmacy and creating products, and a lot of people have questions. There was recently, you know, in 2012, the big scare with the fungal meningitis back on the East Coast in one of the pharmacies in Massachusetts, and what happened is it brought a lot of questions to the compounding business, and I know somebody that does hormones and all the advertising that was out there about bioidentical hormones and low testosterone and should it be treated, should it not be treated, what are the side effects? And I still get questions even today on some of the commercials out there that a lot of the attorneys are hitting very hard on the commercials with if you've had, you know, heart attack, a stroke, or these kinds of things. And so what we do is a lot of people come in and ask me lots of questions about it, and we bring these topics, and I brought the expert here today with me. So I appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to talk a little bit about compounding and kind of some of the regulations and what compounding pharmacies do this morning. Talk a lot about what I've prescribed in my own practice, why we use compounds, and give our listeners a good education on compounding pharmacy this morning. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about compounding pharmacy and what you do on a day-to-day basis.
In compounding pharmacy, we take raw material, convert it into a product that is prescribed by a physician specifically for a patient, which means we can grab a whole array of different things, turn it into a cream, a capsule, a lozenge, suppository, sometimes sterile injectables, and it gives the doctors a lot more freedom to be able to choose something specific for a patient. We have a lot of regulations on us from the federal government and the State Board of Pharmacy, and then we have some internal things we do to make sure that the products are correct. It's a very labor-intensive pharmacy. It's not like your corner drugstore that you see in every corner around here.
It is very labor-intensive, and I encourage people to come over and see you over at Solution Specialty Pharmacy because it's you got your little lab. You guys are like chemists over there, and it's not something that you see, like you said, when you go to your traditional corner store, you know, grocery store pharmacy where you see them, you know, counting pills and putting them in a bottle. You guys really formulate the product specifically to what we write for the patient, and it provides the patient a lot more alternatives than just what's available commercially over the counter. So, for example, say a kid needs a product that is not available over the counter, or you can't split the pill in half, or the kid can't swallow it. You guys can basically take that prescription, create it in a flavor the kid likes, or create it in a solution that they can actually take or swallow. Even for a lot of the veterinarian products, you guys can compound. And even some of the other things like we use testosterone. I've had a few patients that have been allergic to the commercial brand or the preservative that's in it or the oil that it's in. We bring that to you, and you guys create magic.
Sure. We can find many different ways to do something for that person. You were talking about babies. There's babies born with heart conditions, and all the medicine is meant for adults. We can actually turn a lot of those into liquids that the baby can just take in a dropper.
That's great that that's available out there, because back before the compounding industry was available, there was not any other options. I remember even my years when I was a nurse working in the hospital, we used to try to crush it up, put in a little water, try to get it down, you know, feeding tubes, or clog the feeding tube. And now there's so many other options that are available out there that people can benefit from. I want people to understand, though, this is not stuff you're not going to find it on the internet. We got to talk about the internet because I pick on the internet a little bit every show because a lot of things you'll see out there, you can Google, you go in there and Google right now, bioidentical hormones and find a product and buy it right now. Probably Amazon or many of other websites. These are not the same products that you're finding over the counter. God only knows where they're coming from. Who knows what's in that product? You guys go through many of regulations, including the state board locally and even the FDA. So your ingredients that you get are actually FDA approved and monitored. You're not getting it from some unknown source.
The facilities that supply us with the raw material are all FDA approved. And it starts with them. They'll get the they'll get the powder in, and they actually do tests to prove the purity of it before it's even shipped to our pharmacy. So we know we're getting true hormones, if we want to say. They'll tell us if it's 99.6% pure, and we use that, and then we go from there.
And create the product.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then even the state regulations. I know that recently they've been very hard on compounding pharmacies, even here locally, especially after that scare back on the East Coast. And with that pharmacy coming back, you guys go through inspections. You got to create logs. This is not just, here, I'm making something in a science lab and giving it to a patient.
And it always should have been that way. And now at least the Board of Pharmacies are going around and verifying it. If you work in a compounding pharmacy and you're a pharmacist, you should know every single step of every process, where your medicine's coming from, and you should be able to tell the patient, you know, what they're getting. And it's good that the Board of Pharmacy is making sure that we all know how to do our job correctly.
And then when you guys make a product, you guys go through some other steps to ensure the safety of that product within your own pharmacy.
Yeah, we have before the process quality assurance, we have during the process quality assurance, and then we have after the product's finished to do quality assurance to make sure that the medication is actually what we want it to be at the right strength.
Absolutely, and that's what's really important. And when you're selecting a compounding pharmacy, and that's why I'm a big fan of your guys' pharmacy, because you guys go through all these regulations and make sure that from the very start, even from purchasing the product, that it's FDA approved. It's the product that they say you're getting is what you're getting. And then again, when you're making it in the lab, you're making sure that them things are correct. Is there any other regulations that you guys go through?
There's federal guidelines that require us to follow certain conditions. For example, we can't just make a compound and sell it to a doctor, a big, huge jar of something, and say, here, doc, you can dispense it out. Compounding has to be patient-specific, which means a doctor would have to order it with a patient in mind, and then we can make it. So that's the first part of all the restrictions. After that, there's certain things about expiration dates. There's guidelines and then things that we can prove. So we have to be careful with expiration dates, and we watch all that. And we do outside testing to make sure our products actually contain what we think. So we'll send it away, and it'll come back and say, oh, you have a 101% or 98%. And we want to be with it. Our goal is our pharmacy is within 5%. The federal law for manufacturing or compounding is within 10%.
Even in the commercial brands too, correct?
Yeah. So 10% is the standard. We go for 5.
Above and beyond over at Solution Specialty. And that's one of the reasons, because you don't have the complications. I've had people come in and they've been on product or they've been on another compound from wherever it's been, in-state, out-of-state, and they've had complications with it. And they're almost afraid to take the product again, because if that pharmacy is not strict on their regulations or they're not going through the steps to ensure the safety, then it can cause problems to patients. And that's why, you know, when the media brought this whole compounding thing up and people were coming in with questions about this, and that's why we wanted to, you know, bring it up on the show about all the regulations and all the work you have to go through to create a compound. And you brought up a good point. The product that you make and sending it to doctor's office, and then these doctor's offices are dispensing it to patients from their office. We don't do that. You can't do that. And so many times people will come in and say, well, I got these pills. They're in a little baggie, and I go in every week and I get them. And I know you've heard it too.
I've seen the baggies.
You've seen the baggies. Or the dark bottles that just have the patient's name on it. They'll have a month's supply in it. And you know, who knows where it's coming from. And I know for us, we have to have a dispensing license to do it. It has to be a commercially branded product. If it's a compounded product, we actually need one of you in our office, which if you're getting a compounded product, and how many pharmacists do you see handing it to you out of a doctor's office? So if you're on one of them products, you really want to question the safety of that product and where they're getting it from, because it's not meeting the state regulations that needs to be on there and the safety, and it can actually cause harm on yourself when you're getting them types of products out there. Do you have any other suggestions for...
You know, to pick a good pharmacy, that you should be able to call the pharmacy, ask some questions, and you should feel confident that the person answering your questions actually knows what they're talking about. They should be able to track back the medication. If anything that leaves our pharmacy, I can find out how many milligrams of what was put into everything, what the final concentration was, and we keep them for 10 years in a log in the back. So we can always go back and look things up. And you should feel confident that your pharmacy could do that also, compounding pharmacy.
So I encourage you to call your pharmacy. You may get some calls.
Well, don't call all the time.
And ask where. Ask questions. Ask about how they're making it. Go into the pharmacy. See how they're making it. Typically, you can walk in and you'll see the lab and from the front where you're making it, and it shouldn't be made in a warehouse. You should know about your product that you're actually getting so that you know. And Matt, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the common products that we look at in men and women that come in that are experiencing fatigue, insomnia, some adrenal problems, a lot of the products that I write to your pharmacy, and kind of break it down for people and how it's made and why it's different from a commercial brand product when we return about the products. So I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. We'll return with Matt from Solutions Specialty Pharmacy to answer your questions on compounding and some of the products that we use when we return. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can follow us on social media, Facebook or Twitter at VitalityLV.
Sign up for the new free football contest from Station Casinos, the $750,000 Gridiron Glory. It's free, easy, and fun to play. You can win weekly cash and prizes. First place each week wins $10,000 guaranteed. Plus, there's $100,000 in postseason cash. Sign up for the free Gridiron Glory at all Station Casinos, Fiestas, Wildfires, and the El Cortez. Swipe at any kiosk today and get in the game. Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Laura, the guys really went to town on that leg of lamb.
Yeah, thanks, Amy. I'm glad everyone enjoyed it.
Something's wrong. I know you too well.
Jim's company is cutting his salary, and he may even get laid off. He doesn't think we'll be able to afford the mortgage.
Oh, Laura.
If you think you may be in danger of foreclosure, call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling at 866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org. That's mortgagehelpnow.org. This has been a public service from the NFCC.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner, who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding?
No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, Las Vegas. Jonathan Scott inviting you to tune in to Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. and win show tickets, hear great restaurant deals and comedy. Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. on KXNT 100.5 FM and 840 AM. Eat well and party hard.
Carlos and Dana, weekday mornings at 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I am in studio with Matt from Solution Specialty Pharmacy. We've been talking about compounding pharmacies this morning. The regulations, all the hard work that goes into making something when we write a prescription to the pharmacy and they call within an hour or leaving my office to come get it. And Matt, I don't know how you pull it off because you whip stuff up pretty quick after going through all the regulations and the quality control that we've talked about in the first portion of the show that one has to go through to make a product. Some of the things and guidelines that you should call and ask your pharmacy when you're getting it, or ask the provider that's writing the prescription. You know, people will ask me about, well, which pharmacy do you recommend and, you know, why? And this is exactly the reason why we recommend some pharmacies and don't recommend other pharmacies, because we know that they're going through all the quality and the regulations that need to go through. And like you mentioned, above and beyond even what the commercial products are recommended when you send out for third-party testing to ensure that that product is safe. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the products you make so that people know what they can come to the pharmacy for, what they can ask for prescriptions for. I know it's sometimes hard to get a compound from a traditional family practice or internal medicine doctor, and they're just not educated on it or they've not used it before. It's an uncomfortable zone for them to use. And maybe you can add a little bit of input kind of on that too, why...
Yeah, compounding is not something that's learned in college. I actually went to college in Albany, New York, where they actually taught you how to, we had a class on how to compound. So more recently, they maybe have like a few lectures about compounds. So there is no true learning compounding unless you do it yourself over time, go to classes after school. In the medical profession, doctors, nurse practitioners, I don't know that you learn anything about compounding. Do you ever hear about it before you go into work?
Nothing. And I've been faculty with nursing schools, with the med schools, and none of their criteria or, you know, they work their hospital rotations, they work their clinic rotations. I know I have a student right now, and she's never been taught this in school. Yeah. And so it's an extra, like you said, an added certification. I know when I got done with school, you want to get out, you want to go to work, you want to get things done, start making money, pay off them college loans. But I went and did additional certification through the A Forum and took classes because I always joke that the callus on my finger is from writing 25 different blood pressure pills, cholesterol meds. And why are people taking all of these things? What is the problem? What's causing it? You know, people put on 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, and they're eating nothing. So why not look at it from a wellness or preventative, you know, aspect? I have a great story of my office. I had somebody come in and was on so many medications and just kept getting a medication for another problem. And next thing he knew, he was on 4 different blood pressure pills. He was on a cholesterol medication. We did nutrient testing, had no CoQ10. The poor guy could barely walk because he had so much muscle ache and joint pain, and all these medications were causing side effects, and he just felt sick, absolutely sick. We brought him in. We got him on the nutrients that he needed to get on, got him off most of his blood pressure pills. He's doing fantastic. He looks pink in color. He's like, you gave me my life back. And I don't think it's meant to be, but a lot of that extra education is additional upon, you know, completion of graduation. Most people want to get out and get working, and or they don't see the interest in it. So that's kind of where I came from. You know, also when you went into the compounding and really to help people from a wellness or preventative mode.
And in the big picture, over 99% of all the prescriptions filled are not compounds. So we're actually talking about 1% of all the pharmacy products. It's not that big of a deal to the education system, and you learn it afterwards. And we have our little niche, and we learn it well, and the doctors that do that learn it well, and it's a good process.
One of the things that people come in so commonly with is they feel that sick feeling, or they don't feel right, or I've got, you know, let's talk a little bit about women. They reach PMS symptoms. I have so many women come in, even in their early 20s, mid-30s, and if they don't get that PMS treated by 40, they feel crazy. I have a word for it. I can't say it on air, but most women will agree with me. They're like, you understand what I'm going through. And what happens is they'll start to get the mood swings. They start to get irritability. They get emotional 1 to 2 weeks before their period. What's the common treatment for it? Put them on an antidepressant. Oh, that antidepressant didn't work. Let's try another antidepressant. Now they got 10-pound weight gain because it's a side effect of the antidepressant. Now the poor woman is more because what do we worry about? Our weight constantly. So, or they'll get put on a birth control pill, which is synthetic, and read the side effects on that pamphlet when you open it up.
And truthfully, it's just your hormones changing. So the idea of hormone replacement is keep your hormones where they were when you were feeling best.
Absolutely. And ideally, if we could get your hormone panel when you're feeling best, that would be your treatment goal. Because people will say, well, how do you know what treatment? How do you know, you know, my friend comes and sees you, but she's taking this dose and I'm taking this dose and I'm starting on this day of my cycle and you've got me on this day. And that is the great thing about compounding. We can make anything and prescribe it. You create it over in the lab, make it and adjust it based on when your PMS symptoms are starting, whether it's starting 2 weeks into your cycle, whether it's starting 21 days into your cycle, and really kind of customize it to the patient. It's not just a packet that you're going to get, take, you know, from the pharmacy and go off. Also, too, where does the base come from? I want to talk a little bit about that because people will ask me that a lot, and I'm like, it comes from yam.
Sure. And at our pharmacy, we use the hormones all called from yam. It is available from soy. We just choose yam because there's a possibility some might have a reaction to soy. So yam seems to be the best choice.
And soy is so hard to find non-GMO now.
Yeah, and I think that was the big issue with soy. Believe it or not, though, the male hormones, female hormones, all come from wild Mexican yams. Kind of a strange thing.
So, you know, people come in and they've said that they've bought some over-the-counter, they've gone to the internet, they've gone to a local nutrition store, they've gotten, you know, some of these over-the-counter progesterone creams and stuff like that, and they've tried it, it's worked, and maybe worked a little bit, maybe didn't work a little bit, and it's a big difference to what you're making and what's in that over-the-counter stuff.
Some of the over-the-counter progesterone, I believe they're allowed to sell 20 milligrams per application, and it does come from yams. The ones I've seen that advertise estrogen, I believe are just ground up yams put into a cream. I don't think they have any proof that there's any hormones in there.
So, and getting that little bit of progesterone when you have none makes a benefit. So that's why you see that temporary fix. And then, I mean, we usually start almost double that what's over the counter. Right. So you'll be using a bottle a week to get the effective dose. So it's a great idea. Even women like perimenopausal starts, I hate to say it, ladies, in our 30s, gets worse in our 40s, extends into our 50s. You really can't say you're in menopause until after you've had a year of no cycle. So, but them hormone changes that you're experiencing beforehand, the mood changes, the putting on extra belly fat, fatigue, sleep problems at nighttime, night sweats at nighttime. It's not normal to be experiencing them. And just getting your hormones balanced and going with a more bioidentical or natural approach, because you guys make it to be the same hormone that we produce.
Right. We use the term bioidentical, meaning that it's the same as in life. So it's exactly the same molecule that floats around your body when your body's producing it. So when we bring the levels back up, you get the same results as if your body was making it itself.
And the great thing is we can, even women that are still cycling, we can cycle the hormones. Like if you don't need estrogen, we don't put estrogen in it. If it's typically progesterone is your first hormone change that you experience and it declines. That's why after the age of 35, they freak out when we get pregnant and they monitor and because you're not able to maintain that progesterone. Well, lack of progesterone, let's name the side effects to that. fatigue, night sweats, unable to, you know, sleep at nighttime, weight gain. And there's a lot of myths out there that if I have progesterone or I don't, you know, I get rid of my hormones, I'm going to lose weight. No, it's not going to happen. You can eat like a bird and barely eat any calories. And what's going to happen is you're still putting on that midsection weight. You feel like you're starving yourself. Women will actually put themselves into a malnutrition because they're not eating, trying to lose the belly fat and the changes in the body. And I'm a big proponent of even testosterone in women. You get a lot of scripts from me on that. Most women lose half of it by the age of 40.
Testosterone is a big one for women. And, you know, testosterone is the male hormone, and we think of it as a sexual hormone. But it actually helps with brain function, energy level, muscle mass. And if you've ever walked into a room and said, oh, my gosh, what did I just walk in here for? Little testosterone in your cream, you might be able to remember why you walked in the room.
It works great for that foggy brain. And women are scared to take it, though, Matt. They think they're going to grow things. They think they're going to get a pimple. They think they're going to get facial hair. And them side effects don't happen. I mean, if you're going to the gym and you're cycling or doing these injections like, you know, craziness, you're probably going to have all them side effects that you go on the internet right now and Google. But when you're doing medical dosing and you're being controlled and you're being watched, it's not going to happen.
Too much of anything is always dangerous. The really important thing is, though, all the side effects are reversible. So if you do get an acne or weird hair growth, we can back you off and they go away.
That's the great thing about, you know, hormones in women. And then even let's talk a little bit when it's women stop their cycle and what they go through. The symptoms almost like progresses up and then it gets worse. I've had women that have come in and have been in such a bad state of depression that it lifestyle. They can't go to work. They don't want to do anything. And they're just in this revolving circle that they can't get out of because the lack of hormones are causing this problem. So maybe if you go to your family doctor, you go to your GYN, you get put on an antidepressant, I get put on a sleep pill. Next thing I know, I'm taking three or four different medications and it's just masking the symptoms. And, you know, creating a formulation, we can create almost anything. That's the great thing. You can add products. You can do it like you mentioned in the troche where they can dissolve it under their tongue. You can put it in a cream. So people that have had a bad experience with one form or the other, I get lots of calls to you during the day. I'm like, Matt, what's happening? What do I need to do for this? And that's what's great. You want to have that relationship provider to pharmacist so that you can work together. And I know my patients call you, they call me, and that relationship should be like that.
We want them to call us too. Don't just bother the doctor or the prescriber. Call us and say, hey, what can I do to make this difference? And then talk to the prescriber and we can all work together and make the perfect dose for you.
So that's one of my other little tips when you're looking for a compounding pharmacy. Make sure that that relationship is open between your pharmacist and your practitioner, that you can call any of them and you're not going to feel guilty giving them a call because you've got, you know, I'm bothering them.
We're all part of a team. We should work together.
And that's the great thing that we look at. So we do need to take a quick break. We're going to talk about male hormones when we return. We're going to talk about some of the other compounding products that are available for people with even pain symptoms, or we'll touch a little bit on veterinary products that if you've been looking for something, and even insurance coverage. So I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org. Well, I finally did it. I improved my credit score.
You're kidding, right?
No.
How are we supposed to be the bad boys of electrosynth pop if you're out there being responsible? The band is about to be discovered. This is our year.
Yeah, you've been saying that for a while now.
You think anyone in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame was worried about their credit score?
I never really thought that.
Of course they weren't. Rock stars aren't supposed to think about that kind of stuff. We're supposed to think about how many guitars we've smashed, write aggressively sensitive power ballads, start questionable fashion trends, tragically break up and blame creative differences.
All right, just... I thought maybe it was time to take control of my finances, you know? Start using a budget. Get out of debt. Set some goals.
A budget? Debt? Set some goals? Listen, I knew that we'd have our creative differences, but I was hoping they'd involve a little more scandal.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Are you thinking about getting your GED diploma? Well, here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a number of pep talks that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You know that feeling? People look at you and don't believe in you.
You want some gentle encouragement. Then you're on your way to your GED diploma and a better life.
But I know they're probably just a little bit nervous.
You can find it in yourself to take that first step.
You can improve your future.
You can do this. I know you can.
You need to start pushing yourself.
Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life.
Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, we've got a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
When you think of the reasons people end up in the ER, you probably wouldn't think of West Nile virus from mosquitoes, asthma attacks from cockroaches, hantavirus from rodents, or Lyme disease from ticks. Even bites from fire ants and other stinging insects send 500,000 people here every year. But you can make a difference in helping to protect your family from pest-related illnesses. Go to pestworld.org to learn how. Why wait until there's an emergency?
Las Vegas' number one source for local news. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can go to my website with any questions or topics for the show. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can go to the Contact Us page and just submit your question. I'll be more than happy to answer it. We've gotten some questions over and some thank yous for some of the topics we've brought up. You can also call my office at 702-731-1200. I'm back in studio with Mark from Solution Special, or Matt,
sorry.
Getting everybody's name mixed up during the break.
I just told Mark that he needed to liven this show, so I'm going to, and even I called you guys the wrong name at the break.
And
so
you're calling us in the bed. Yeah, it's great.
That's great. So it's maybe I need to wake up.
Yeah.
So I'm here with Matt with Solution Specialty Pharmacy. Mark, Matt, you know.
Timmy.
Hey, I'm looking for a boy name. We can take a poll on this show.
I think Matt's a nice name.
We can take a poll on this show. No, because somebody will have a dispute with every name that I come up with about how it has some association with something in their life or someone they know. So we've been talking about bioidentical hormones and some of the compounding regulations when we write a prescription to your pharmacy, all the work that you have to go through, the regulations you have to go through. This is not something you can go and buy on the internet, and it's way more intensive work than that, that when you go through. We talked a little bit on the last segment for women and that are going through PMS or perimenopausal or having some of them symptoms of hormone changes that are affecting their life or their home life or work life and how it can be treated. Come in for an evaluation. We do a hormone panel. I'm big into try to treat it as much natural as we can instead of masking the symptoms maybe with an antidepressant or a sleeping pill and fixing that drift off of hormones that may start even in the 30s, 40s, 50s. And really the research that shows that when women get it treated a little bit earlier in life, that even going through menopause is better. It's easier for them. Let's talk a little bit about men. I got two men here with me. We can talk about men and the symptoms they kind of experience after going through. And hormone change start in men, too, in their 30s. And they'll start to drift off. And it may be, I say low sex drive is the last thing that you guys experience. Because men have sex drive till the end. So a lot of people will think, I don't have hormone deficiencies because I have sex drive. But that's not always necessary. Some of the signs that somebody may be having a low issue with hormones or even estrogen is big in men. I'll test people when they come in and their estrogen levels are greater than that 30, which, Matt, we've known all along that estrogen greater than 30 doubles your risk of heart attack. There has been so much negative media out there about testosterone, and you can turn the TV on and see a commercial, probably every other commercial that you watch, and I get so many questions, and I've even had patients that have stopped therapy because they see these advertisements, and what media can do is crazy.
Sure. And the question is the doctor checking all your hormone levels? Are they looking at estrogen levels when they're doing your testosterone? Testosterone levels are important, but the other hormones that are converted by your body can raise also, and that can cause some problems.
So you get somebody that's put on some extra belly fat. They've put on some weight. They're having fatigue. They're having sleep problems. They got lack of motivation. They may be having some erectile dysfunction or other issues, even hair loss. And, you know, big thing in men, I think one of the early symptoms is that fatigue and lack of energy or lack of motivation or, you know, wanting to sleep more frequently or losing muscle mass. Even though they may be going to the gym or they may be working out, they're still active, but that decrease in muscle mass are all signs that them hormone levels are starting to drop. And it brought a lot of negative media. And I have people that come in, they've gone to their family practice, they've gone to an internal medicine that really doesn't, you know, do hormones. And most of them, I'd probably say 95% of them have not had an estrogen level checked. We do a baseline estrogen level, and most of them are greater than 30. So you're going to start having that blood thickening, which, of course, is going to increase your risk of having a heart attack, a stroke, or a blood clot. But it's from the hormone converting to another hormone. A lot of times they're put on these topical creams, which you and I can debate. I'm not totally anti-cream, but I think a lot of them don't work. They get your hormone levels maybe, what, 100, 150 points is usually typically what I see. It works temporarily. After a couple months, they stop it because they don't feel good or they haven't noticed a difference. What's been your experience when men come in and have done them?
Well, cream seems to be the easiest method for most guys. If you're going to tell someone you have to stick yourself with a needle or you can put a cream on your skin, cream would be someone's choice. We've had pretty good luck with troches. Are the levels coming back pretty good with the troche people?
It's kind of one of my favorite ways to go when people don't want to do an injection. And we go through this. A lot of people will go in and get an injection once a month. Matt, the half-life of testosterone is not a month. So what they do is they come in, they already have this low level, they go get their injection, and they get a big dose of testosterone. They get this big peak in testosterone, which, what happens? It converts to estrogen. Now, you've never had an estrogen level tested. You have no idea where it's at. Estrogen stores in your body fat. The only way to get rid of it is through your stool. So nobody's monitoring or checking it. And the troches, I've liked. If people can wake up in the morning, take it every single morning, put it by their bathroom counter, and take it, the levels are very consistent.
And the only thing that possibly on that, and the guys can break the troches in half and do half in the morning, half at night, you'll get even a more stable level.
And that's what you really want to achieve when you're doing testosterone replacement, is to get that steady level so you're not a roller coaster. You don't want this big level up. Even when people go and do the two-week injections, I find that the same thing is happening. They're getting a big peak, and then, was it, day five, day seven, they're back down to where they started. So 1 week on, I feel good. 1 week off, I feel good. You know, it's that kind of that up, down, you know, I draw this picture of a patient so they can kind of understand. And you want that estrogen level really stable. Right. And then you don't want to drive the estrogen too low, because then I say, then you get all the side effects of low estrogen. Right. So really what needs to be monitored, and I know people will tell me, they're like, why do I got to come in so frequently? I got to come in every 3 to 4 months. Well, you go get your blood pressure checked every 3 to 4 months. You go get your blood sugars checked every 3 to 4 months. You need to come get your testosterone and your estrogen checked every 3 to 4 months, because it can fluctuate and change. And that's where we see the side effects. And you can go on and research right now what an estrogen greater than 30 is. And most people, I always recommend, if you're overweight, to get an estrogen level tested.
Yeah, the more fat you have in your body, the more estrogen you're probably making.
And depending on lifestyle and the foods you're eating, and I'm guaranteeing if you're eat out the majority of the time or you're eating fast food, you have a high estrogen level.
It happens.
It happens. That's like, it happens. So that's the big thing. And then you don't lose weight. With men with high estrogen, sometimes we'll say, well, why do I have estrogen? That scares them enough to come in and get a test done because of the side effects of just estrogen, and a man knowing that I have too much estrogen in my body can create a problem. The other thing is, too, is even bone mass. Men don't think about getting osteopenia or osteoporosis, but we see it. And low testosterone levels have been linked to men having that. And I know when we get authorization now from insurance companies to go on testosterone, that's one of the questions they're asking is, are we monitoring a DEXA scan or are we doing the x-rays to make sure that they don't have it? So those of you that are on treatment, are you getting that testing done to make sure that you're not getting that bone mass thing? When we write a compound for testosterone, you guys, tell us a little bit about the methods that you do. And we also do the pellets, which are very convenient for patients too. So there's a lot of options.
The pellets are almost 100% pure testosterone pressed into a solid form that the doctors can insert under the skin, and they dissolve over 4 to 6 months. It's a great way of doing it. In the big picture, it's inexpensive, and you don't have to do something periodically, whether it's a cream every day, an injection every week. So pellets are a really cool way to do it, and the pellets actually contain natural testosterone. The creams contain natural testosterone, and the troches will contain natural testosterone. The injections are generally synthetic, called testosterone cypionate, and the reason for the synthetic is it helps it be delivered through the body over a longer period of time. The bases that we use are, we have different bases. So for guys with a high dose on the cream, we use a thicker base that pushes the hormone through the skin. On lower doses, we could do an alcohol-based cream, which is kind of nice. It's got a nice texture and it goes in the skin well. The troches can be either done as a tablet, which is a solid dry form, or you can do like a almost, it's a waxy type substance that dissolves in water and you just put it in your mouth. I think that might be my new favorite also.
And you guys create it in flavors.
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 It's funny. The women hormones, we call and give them flavors. The guys, we give them mint.
Really?
It's pretty common. The guys all say mint. And the women are like, oh, I'd like
raspberry.
Orange, lemon. We have different flavors. You can always ask.
Yeah. So when people say that they, you know, don't like the taste or they can't, you know, resolve, this is the great thing is that even down to taste, we work together to try to get it to the form that a patient can take and tolerate every day. And when we talked about women hormones too, we can create a minitroche. When people that have a problem with that absorption with the cream, just like in men, you can put a little tablet or the little troche under your tongue and dissolve it sublingually, and it gives great levels. I think actually the dosing and stuff is actually a little bit less than what people need, and you're not getting the side effects. I don't see as much estrogen conversion with the troches and with the pellets. People don't need to go on the blockers as much, or we'll put them on something natural. We use Estroplex or calcium deglucurate or, you know, one of the other products that help block the estrogen. And oftentimes that's all they need when they're doing them kinds of forms of testosterone. When you're doing the injections and the creams, I think it converts a little bit more to that estrogen, and you got to monitor it a little more closely.
Just got to be careful.
And that's why you come in and get it, you know, monitored. We monitor when you start on a product. I check your labs within 6 to 8 weeks to make sure you're meeting all these safety guidelines. So it comes from the practitioner too, to make sure that you're being safe while you're being treated. You know the risk, you know the signs and symptoms to call your pharmacist with or your practitioner with when you're taking some type of medication, and they should, you know, be working with you. You shouldn't call them up and say, hey, I'm having this problem, and you don't get an answer. So when we return, we're going to continue to talk about a little bit about insurance coverage. We need to play Vitality Trivia, wake the studio up. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can follow us on social media at VitalityLV on Facebook or Twitter.
Dollar Loan Center is now funding title loans. They lend up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and you only pay interest on the days you have your loan out. Visit their 27 area locations. Go to don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
Nevada is recovering from the housing crisis. Many of your neighbors, maybe even you, dream of owning a home without knowing where to start. Home Again, a free public service from the Nevada Attorney General, can help. Home Again may assist with first-time homebuyer education, down payment assistance, and if needed, help you to rebuild your credit. Simply call 1-855-457-4638.
Asistencia disponible en español.
A free public service from the Office of the Nevada Attorney General. 1-855-457-4638.
Picture this. You're having a play date at a friend's house, and your child has a run-in with a tree. He has a bruised head and a damaged ego, and you have no idea where to find the nearest Southwest Medical Associates location. It looks like you need the new My SMA app for iPhone. Our innovative app provides quick and easy access to a variety of services, including the ability to locate all of our urgent care centers and their current wait times. You can even utilize our new urgent care home waiting room service right from your phone or tablet, allowing you to wait in the comfort of your home or someone else's until it's time for your appointment. With access to your personal medical records, including lab and test results, prescribed medications, appointment requests, and more. The new My SMA app lets you manage your health your way, and that's better for everyone. Download the My SMA app for iPhone today and discover the latest way Southwest Medical is putting care at your fingertips.
Something that every business owner relies on is good advice, and that's where SCORE can help.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true. Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at SCORE.org.
Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just going to keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Covering everything that happens in Las Vegas. News, talk, traffic, and weather together on the 8s. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can also submit questions on today's topic or any topics that you want to hear in the future. You can go to vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Our email is there. You can also go to the Contact Us page, send us an email. We'll give you a call on Monday when we open back up and answer your questions. You can call Matt over at Solutions Specialty Pharmacy. And questions that you have about compounding, he'd be more than happy, him or one of his staff, to answer your questions regarding compounds and some of the things that we've brought up on the show today that people brought in and questions on. And we've talked about bioidentical hormones and how they're made, both in men and female, how the compound, where it comes from, the yam-based. You want to make sure it's yam versus soy, just because of all the issues with soy recently. And I know even a lot of our products, like our protein powders and stuff, they've pretty much converted to like pea protein because the finding the non-GMO soy is a challenge nowadays. But I do want to ask a couple questions about insurance. We are now accepting Medicare at my practice because I think that there was a lot of people that were not getting treated or didn't have somebody to go to that was doing hormones or even weight loss. And, you know, Medicare pays for you to come in and get counseling and nutritional counseling and to really address them types of issues that maybe leading up to all these comorbid issues of, you know, high blood pressure and your cholesterol and them kinds of things. So I encourage you to come in, call, make an appointment to come in. So if you're the straight Medicare, we do not take the Medicare HMO, but if you're Medicare, to come in. And Matt, tell us a little bit too about, because I think some people, even when they don't have compounding coverage on their prescriptions, they think it's going to be very expensive. And really, if we, especially if we order it in volume, it becomes, it breaks down to pretty reasonable pricing if there is an insurance coverage.
And actually, when you write your prescriptions, you're pretty, you kind of know that ahead of time. When you order your creams for the females, you'll actually put it per a half gram. And we can do a 2 month supply of a combination cream for probably about $65. And that's not too bad for all the hormones in one cream.
So under $35 a month, yeah, when people break it down.
And if you do it 1 month at a time, it costs more because of our cost of the device and the time. But if we do 2 months at once, it saves a lot of money.
And the other thing, too, is if people will even ask me, well, can I get my 90 day?
And a lot of times you'll even put their patient can get 90
if
days if
compliant,
they want.
If you're compliant, you follow the rules, absolutely. And that's the things that, another thing, when you're looking for a compounding pharmacy to look for, because I know often I'll get calls from you and it'll be, can I give them a 2 month supply? Because it's going to be, instead of $60 for the month, it's going to be, you know, $65 for 2 months. And it, you know, break down a lot, you know, cheaper for the patient. And if they don't have that insurance coverage, and some of the insurances do cover for compounds.
Yep. They're actually starting to thin out. Like you were talking about Medicare, it's actually an automatic exclusion from all Medicare plans. So unfortunately, you have to pay for that, but we try to keep our prices as reasonable. We want to stay open. We want to be in business, and we keep our prices so most people can afford it.
But they got to realize that even if Medicare did cover it, your drug coverage copay would probably be more than $35 for the month,
yeah,
versus paying the cash. And that's why I wanted to kind of break it down for people to understand that sometimes when you don't have insurance coverage, paying the cash rate is sometimes cheaper than what you expect it to be.
I would say 90 to 95% of the time, our cash prices are cheaper than the copay on your insurance. So you'd always pay the lower the price anyway.
The other thing is even coming into my office, now that the insurance deductibles have gone through the roof, a lot of people are, as we head into the end of the year, if you haven't been to the doctor, you haven't been to a practitioner or had testing done, you may have that $2,000, $3,000, you know, sometimes even $5,000. I've seen some ridiculous insurance deductibles. What we do is we offer you, if we're out of network with your insurance, a cash discount. So, and now we're kind of hitting that time of year as we get towards the end of the year so that we can break down the costs for you. So it's $150 for initial consultation. If you call around, man, I think we're pretty good. I think we're pretty marketable, and we give that special for on the show that if you have that high deductible, you're not going to meet it in the next, say you come in three times in the end of the year, it's going to be cheaper for you to pay that cash rate. We are in network with a few of the insurance companies now that are, you know, covering some of the symptoms and things that you experience. So I encourage you to call my office, call Matt on the cost and questions that you have. We do need to play Vitality Trivia. Mark's ready. Matt was scared.
Still am.
Somebody can bring me questions. I'll answer questions. Okay. What age, since I'm here with all these men, does men start to lose testosterone? Matt, I don't need to give you multiple choice.
I'm going to just go out there, and I'm going to say 35.
Mark?
I'm 25.
Oh, you guys are both. How about right in the middle, between 30 and 35? So that's when men start to lose testosterone levels is starting in their 30s. They'll start to notice maybe just energy isn't better. They might be losing muscle mass. It may be not to the point where they even significantly know that they're losing testosterone, but we recommend you come in, you get a level tested, and if you're having symptoms, we go through that Adam survey. You can go on my website and take the survey, and if you're experiencing any of them symptoms, that we encourage you to get a level tested. Okay, let's talk men or women. Not picking women.
Under a minute.
Under a minute. Oh, my gosh. What signs of low testosterone? What are the signs of low testosterone?
Depression.
Yes.
Weight
gain. Depression. Increase in body fat. It's been a great show, Matt. Thanks for coming on the show and talking about compounding pharmacy. Until next week, I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. Social media, you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter at VitalityLV.